Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer joining you this morning on 720 WGN. Easter is the greatest feast in the Christian calendar. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. For Catholics, Easter Sunday comes at the end of 40 days of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's also a time of renewal. Now, our tradition continues as we invite His Eminence Cardinal Blaise Cupich, who serves over 2.4 million Catholics in Chicago, to our Easter morning program. Good morning and happy Easter to you.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning to you and all your listeners, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Well, you know, I'm very excited about this new initiative that you just began. With the blessing of Pope Francis, you recently unveiled an anti-violence initiative for the city of Chicago and kicked off this last Friday with a peace walk.
That's right. And it was the whole event, the whole initiative is about making sure that people come out of their shadows of hopelessness, that we can't do anything. And so I'm just hoping to bring people to, together to be kind of a magnet to allow the diverse elements of our society and our city to realize that we are better than this and we can do better. And that's why we're doing the initiative for peace with helping to fund parish-based and community-based programs with small grants. But also opening new centers in troubled areas where we can offer some social services and bring people together through the on-the-table discussions.
Revitalize youth programs and implementing a robust anti-racism component to all of this, to all the religious education classes, the construction of a new job training center, the launch of a program for youth around the city. You know, gun violence in the city is actually down compared to this time last year, as they reported, but still 685 people shot, 124 of them fatally in the first quarter of 2017. It remains one of the deadliest starts to a year in about two decades. And although the church is taking these great strides, parents and those who live in these communities must also be a part of this plan of peace.
That's exactly right. We have to make sure that all of our young people, not just those in troubled areas, but throughout the whole counties that we serve in Cook and Lake, understand that if we're going to live the gospel, we have to strike violence from our hearts, and we have to be active peace builders. It's not just a matter of avoiding violence and maybe making sure that we keep safe ourselves, but we have to be active peace builders.
And no community is better than the, you know, I live on the Northwest Side, and we've had our share of crime and shootings as well. There's no community that is immune to all of this. So we can't look at it and saying, oh, it's just the South Side. Oh, it's just this area. Oh, it's just this demographic. We've got to look as a whole and work together.
That's right. And I think that we're better off when we don't live in our own little isolated zones. We want to be proud of our city, and I think that the international attention, the national attention about violence here is something that people just are tired of and realize that we can do better. And by coming together as a great city, we can improve the situation.
You cited an expansion of a program called Strong Future, which I think began out of St. Sabina. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it is. It does give people an opportunity, first of all, to realize that people do care about them, but gives people a pathway forward as well. And so we're looking at that, but also the BMN program, BAM, and the one for the women called WOW, to give especially young people and those who feel as though they have no pathway forward an opportunity to see that there is another option for them. A lot of the young people that I talk to in the troubled parts of the city feel as though they're just kind of locked in. Their future is over already and written for them. Strong Futures and the rest of it give them the opportunity and a pathway forward.
And a place to go and a place they can trust and a place that they can be safe.
Exactly right.
Now, we are also living, Cardinal, in one of the most divisive political climates of our time. And, you know, there's violence, but there's also a lot of hostility out there toward people of different nationalities, races, beliefs. In the Archdiocese, and I looked at this, masses are said in over 25 languages. And the church to me, and attending weekly mass, has always been a place of peace. And as we celebrate Easter and families are brought together, that church needs to continue to be that place of peace where we can bring people together every week.
It does. And the real issue I think you're getting at here is we need to promote a greater sense of solidarity among ourselves. You know, it's not just enough to respect life and respect human dignity of other people, but we have to see how we're connected with each other. The Pope has written about this in terms of the environment that we live in, this common home of our earth that we have to take responsibility for. But the issue of solidarity, as the church teaches it, also means that we understand that we're all beggars, we're all debtors as we come into the world. So much has been given to us, and we need to be good stewards of that and make sure that people also have the resources and the opportunities to live a full life. So it does turn all of this on its head. Instead of seeing ourselves as a consumer in some way a producer as human beings, we're really here to make sure that the common good is pursued in our politics and our economy and all strata of life.
Well, you make an excellent point. There is just really a lack of respect out there right now for one another. And even though there might be differences, and I think about all the families getting together today on Easter and sitting at the table and hopefully not talking politics or talking about, you know, just relaxing and enjoying each other, there's going to be some dissension amongst one another, and there's going to be some differences that are discussed. And we have to have those conversations in a respectful way.
We do, and I think what's important is that we have to remember that we really are all brothers and sisters. We do come at things in a different way, but we have to, even those people that we disagree with or even consider enemies, have to have a sense that we're really co-responsible and interdependent among each other. If we really instill that, especially in our children, then a competitive, hyper-competitivism that seems to grip the hearts of so many people today and want to then exclude some, it will be overcome.
Well, and your point is, too, we have to lead by example. So our children are watching the adults react the way they do. And again, dissension toward one another. You have to be an example for your children so they can grow up in a better world.
That's right. I think that parents do take that seriously. I know in talking to them, they're very concerned about that. And I would just encourage them to make sure that they're really preparing their children for life to live in a very diverse world.
Catholic Church in Chicago is also in the very beginnings of Renew My Church, calling on every Chicagoland Catholic to participate in a multi-year initiative to revitalize the church in the Archdiocese and really ensure its growth for generations to come. And I think there's a lot, you know, I see it all the time in the papers. I see it all the time in broadcast news that, you know, the focus is always about, well, there's going to be churches closing. Oh, there's not enough priests. It's surrounded by some of the tactical things that might happen down the road, but it's not really about what this campaign is all about.
Well, that's right. You hit a nail on the head here. What we're really about with Renew My Church is to make sure that all of our parishes are vibrant and vital and sustainable. I think if people go, when they go to church on Sunday, they look around and see, for the most part, a lot of graying of our parish communities, mm-hmm. and we're missing a lot of younger people who maybe have other options or are doing other things or maybe have walked away. We have a responsibility to ask ourselves, do we want to be the last Catholics in our family? Are we passing on the faith? What is it that we're experiencing in our faith that we need to make sure we pass on to our children and grandchildren? Those kinds of conversations have to take place in Renew My Church. And I'm just confident that people really want to take up that conversation and become involved.
And it's really looking to the future on what you offer as a parish as well. I mean, the ministries that you offer, are they working? Are they not working? What needs to be done to revitalize them? What's missing in each parish? And what really doesn't work anymore? And you really got to break it down and look at everything.
That's right. I think the status quo doesn't work. But another component here, Dave, in all of this is to make sure that we're giving our priests, our pastors, the tools to be the kind of leaders who have that kind of vision. We so often take for granted that just because someone is ordained, they can step into a place to be a pastor with that kind of vision and leadership. Well, I think we too often have shortchanged them and not investing enough in their own development as leaders. And that's an important component that we're working on right now with some, I think, very good consultants here, and also with the educational community that we have in Chicago, to bring people up to speed and to invest in our pastors.
One of the priorities for us in our parish on Chicago's northwest side, St. Juliana, and our new pastor, Father James Wallace, who is amazing, by the way, is developing a plan to engage younger families to play a more critical role in planning our future. Many are very engaged in the school, believe me. But a large percentage of our parish, and most likely every parish across the country, we don't see these families on Sunday, which is where our faith begins, and that has to change.
Well, I think, yes, it's an invitation to let people, these parents know, who are stretched so very thin. Most of them are having two jobs in their family. They're driving kids around to sports things and other activities. And I know they're tired and they have a lot of activities. We want to make sure that we present the church on Sunday as an oasis by which they can really be revitalized and find a sense of solidarity, of common purpose with others who are like them. So we have to make sure that we are inviting to them, but also let them know that they make an important contribution in their own faith lives. Our families, our parents, our parishioners are really enlivened when they see young families and young kids at church. And so they have a part to play in revitalizing our parishes, too.
Many parishes do have a Sunday night mass, which we had added last fall. And, you know, there were folks that were a little skeptical on how it would work. And I will tell you that's probably the fastest growing service that we have, because I think at the end of a long weekend, and you're right, there are so many kids that are so overcommitted in sports, not only through the school, but through the community, that there is no time to make for that. And really, what I think a lot of parishes give folks at the end of a Sunday is a place for peace after a long weekend.
Right. That's right. I think we have to be imaginative and bold. People like Father Wallace and so many other of our pastors are taking those steps, and I surely encourage it. We have to make sure that we begin thinking outside of the box and see people where they are, rather than using old ways that we're familiar with.
Well, it is Easter morning, a time of renewal, and now with his Easter message of hope is His Eminence, Cardinal Blaise Cupich. Cardinal?
Well, thank you, Dave, and happy Easter again to all of you. We hear on this wonderful Easter morning the message in the Gospel of Luke from the angel that gives us three terms, three words. Do not be afraid. Come and see. Go and tell. And so we're asked really not to be afraid, to come together and stand with each other in the moments of trial and difficulty, and also with victims of violence and discrimination, but also not to be afraid to take up the challenges of the mission of Christ rather than settling just for mere maintenance in our parishes. It's also a time to come and see what others are doing to break down the barriers of hostility and join in their efforts to combat injustice, and to come and see as well to see how we can better pass on the faith to the next generation in our families. We also need, as we hear from the angel, to go and tell others. Tell others, in fact, who suffer in poverty, that we are with them. And also to tell our children and grandchildren why we believe in Christ. That's the message of Easter that the angel gives to the women and gives to us today. And it is an opportunity for us to realize that as we hear this message, Christ has to arise in each one of us. And so my hope and prayer for everyone is that we allow Christ's resurrection to fuel our faith this Easter season, and that we should really pray for one another to bring about God's healing and hope in our world, and also to see that what we're doing in the church through Renew My Church program and also in the anti-violence meets with success. So God bless all of you, and a happy Easter.
Cardinal Cupich, thank you for that message, and thank you again. It's always a pleasure spending some time with you.
Good, Dave, and make sure you give a pat on the back to that great pastor of yours and let him know that you really are encouraging him.
I will do that. Happy Easter to you, Cardinal.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. More with Michael and Kevin after the news next on 720 WGN.